take your mask off, to get everything situated back in the right spot. We're certainly grateful for everyone being with us tonight, especially those that are visiting with us. We're thankful for your presence. And for those that are tuning in through the live stream, we're also grateful that you are worshiping with us tonight in that way. I want to preach a sermon tonight that is a sermon that meant quite a bit to me. This sermon is not original with me. I will admit that. This is a sermon that I heard from Andy Cantrell. It'll be put in my way, but nevertheless, the points and the scripture come from a sermon that he preached. It's a sermon that meant a lot to me, and I think hopefully will mean a lot to you by the time that we're done, and that you will learn from God's Word. This was a sermon that I listened to and considered back when we were going through the process of thinking about appointing additional men for elders. And there was a lot of study that was put in, not only by myself and my family, but also by the people in the congregation as we were thinking about that. And this is a sermon that I heard that was preached that is addressing the idea of leadership and what are leaders, or what do leaders look like, and what does God have to say about that? Does God have to say anything about what leaders look like in the scripture? We spend a lot of time when we think about the process of elders going over to the qualifications, and rightfully so, and we make the points that the men that we put in as leaders, the men that we put in elders, need to exemplify these qualifications, but we also make the point that this is really something, these qualifications are really things that all of us should be striving for. And when we think about that, I want to suggest to you tonight that when God talks about leadership, particularly leadership in the church, but even leadership just among God's people, that the qualifications of elders is not the only passage that he has had a lot to say about what an elder looks like, or what a leader looks like, excuse me. And just like we talk about when we talk about the qualifications of elders, how this is something that really characteristics that all of us want to try to develop, I'm going to suggest to you from this passage that when we talk about leadership, that this is qualifications or characteristics that every Christian should be trying to put on and to develop. We're going to read tonight and study tonight from 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, if you'll be turning to that. So as tonight, as we consider, what would God tell a leader? What would he have to say to those that are leading? We're going to consider this passage, and I think that I hope to draw this passage that we learn that leadership is not about a position. It's not about being put in a position, but rather leadership is about character, and it's about a lifestyle. It's about who you are and what you should be, and especially within God's church, within God's kingdom, God gets to say what a leader looks like. And we need to listen to that, and we need to put those kind of characteristics on. I think it would come as no surprise to you that we would, when we talk about the leadership and we go back to Jesus and we talk about the leadership that Jesus provides, we talk about being a servant leader, that Jesus was a servant leader, and we are frequent to say that that's the kind of leadership that we need. We need people that are going to be we are going to be servants. And I think that we spend a lot of time talking about that. And again, hopefully from the sermon tonight, you'll understand or have a little bit more idea of what a servant looks like. In 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 6, Paul says to Timothy, if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. So he's commending Timothy here, or telling Timothy here, that these things, if Timothy will preach these things and remind the brethren of these things, then he is providing a service. He is going to be a servant to the people. He is going to be a good servant both of Christ Jesus and of the people if he just brings to them these things, these words that are laid out in this epistle, and will provide the service that is needed in training them in the words of faith and of the good doctrine that they are to be following. In Mark, the 9th chapter, in verse 35, we're familiar with that passage because Jesus, in talking to his apostles, we know here that the apostles had been arguing among themselves who was going to be the greatest. And what did he tell them in verse 35? And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and a servant of all." So leadership that God describes, the leadership that God details, not only here in the church, but among Christians, the leadership that they would provide would be that of service. One who's going to put others before him or her, one who is going to put their needs secondary and will point to the needs of other. So let's think about that as we think about what Paul writes here to Timothy. When we think about what does a servant look like? What does a servant leader look like? What does God have to say to leaders? And how does God describe someone who is a leader? And so for that, we're going to read verses 11 through 16. So here he says, "Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourselves and your hearers." So the first point I want to suggest to you tonight that Paul says here to Timothy about being a leader, what a leader looks like, comes from verse 12. He tells Timothy that he is to set before the believers an example. He is to be an example to all those that are watching. And people are watching. This word example is a pretty powerful word. It carries the connotation with it of leaving an imprint. And we're somewhat familiar with that in this time, that many times if they, you know, wanted to make a seal or something, if they wanted to leave an imprint, you would have an exact seal or replica of what that was to look like. And when they wanted to sign something or make it official, they would take a hammer and they would hit that seal and it would leave that exact imprint on whatever document that they were trying to notarize or trying to assign with them. And that's really what this connotation of this word example means. It means you're setting forth the pattern. You are showing what that is supposed to look like, exactly the way that is supposed to look like. And again, it doesn't come from within us. It comes from us following Christ. But nevertheless, one who is going to be a leader is someone that's going to be an example. He's going to be someone who puts forth that thing and shows other people the way that God would have them to be. This same word is used over in Acts, the 7th chapter, in verse 44. There Stephen is preaching before he is stoned. And look in verse 44 what he says. He says, "Our fathers had the tent of witness in the wilderness, just as he who spoke to Moses directed him to make it according to the pattern that he had seen." That word pattern there is the same word here for example. How did Moses make the tabernacle? Well, God showed him the pattern. He showed him what the tabernacle was to look like, and Moses made it exactly according to that pattern. So you can see that that word example or pattern invokes the ideal here that in our conduct, we're showing forth people how we're to be. We are imitating Christ and showing people how they are to be. But notice he tells them in verse 12 that he's not just to be an example in some things. He's to be an example, I think, in all things. Look at the things that he had mentioned that Timothy is to show forth as an example. He's to be an example in speech. The kinds of things that he says are gracious. The kinds of things that he talks to others about, how he deals with people, his relationship and his speech with others, how he deals with people outside the church, how he deals with his family. Everything that involves his speech is an example of what Christ would be. In conduct, his behavior among family, behavior among fellow Christians, his behavior among those that are non-Christians would be patterned after the example that Christ left. And so when you look at them in their conduct, you would say, that man or that woman is being like Christ. In love, they're an example of love. They are to show forth the things that God has commanded us, to love God with all our heart and soul and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. They're going to be example in faith. They, like the people in Hebrews 11, exemplify their faith by the way they live, and you see that. And they're to be example in purity. They keep their hearts pure. They try to focus on the things that are of God and in purity live their lives. So people that are leaders are an example. They're not only an example in a few things, but they're an example in all things. Now, by saying this, I'm not saying that someone who is a leader has to be perfect. Because as we know, the Christian life is one of a walk. It is one of striving to be what God wants us to be. But it's associated with times where we fail in that endeavor. But people that are leaders then quickly pick themselves up, they correct their course, and they get back into the process of being what God wants them to be. So they're not perfect people, but they're people that are striving to be perfect. Over in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 48, there, Jesus says, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And this word perfect is complete. Again, it doesn't have the idea of sinless, but it has the, of course, the heavenly Father was sinless. But for us, it doesn't have the idea of being sinless. It has the ideal that we are trying to be the complete person that God wants us to be. In everything that we do, we're trying to show forth the example that God wants us to be. The second thing that I would say that Paul brings out to Timothy about what God would tell a leader or what a leader would look like is in verse 13. A leader is one who brings attention to the Word of God. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching. This is someone who's devoted to the Word of God. He reads it publicly, whether that be men in the assembly reading the Scripture publicly or elders or preachers declaring the Word of God. But even for those that are not afforded that opportunity, we all can read our Scripture publicly at times. We can be in a coffee shop and instead of reading a novel sometimes, maybe reading the Scriptures and bringing attention to the Scriptures through our conduct by reading the Word of God out in public in front of people so that people might pause and stop and ask us, hey, what are you reading about? What are you talking about? It might even be a way of conversation to bring up to others. But especially to those, again, that provide leadership within the church, this is one of the things they're called to do. They're called to publicly read the scriptures. They're called to be exhorters. They're called to exhortation. This word exhortation means a calling near or summons, especially for help. Or it has to do with that which affords comfort. Leaders are the ones that exhort their fellow Christians in the ways of God. They exhort those people, especially in their time of need, to hang on to God, to learn about God, and to be what God wants them to be. Look over in 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verses 10 through 12. It says, Paul here says, "You are witnesses in God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." So Paul was saying the things that they did as apostles, how they, to that congregation, how they exhorted them and encouraged them to walk in the ways of God and to be what God wants them to do. And someone who is going to lead as God would have them to lead, this is what they do. They not only read the scripture publicly, but they exhort those that need help and encourage those along the way and encourage those people to be of the manner and conduct that God would have them to be. And the last thing in this part he says, and they devote themselves to teaching. A leader is someone who also teaches the Word of God. I think that's easy to see when we think about elders, or we think about preachers or people that would stand up here and publicly proclaim the Word of God. But again, I'm going to suggest to you that this is a quality that all of us can put on and emulate. But a leader needs to be one who's able to teach what God says. In Ezra, the 7th chapter, verse 10, there it said, For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. We had an old adage that we used to say in medical school. One of the things that was taught to us is that the way you learn something in medical school, the phrase was, see one, do one, teach one. And what that meant was that if you were learning a new procedure, that the first thing you would do would be observe that procedure. And it doesn't literally mean that a surgeon watches an operation one time and then the next time he goes and he starts doing the same operation on somebody. What it means, though, is that you would observe and watch that procedure for a period of time. Then the next part is you actually do the procedure and start doing the procedure. And then the last part of it is you would teach that procedure to someone else and teach someone else those things. That's what he's saying here in Ezra, the 7th chapter, verse 10. He set his heart to study the law of the Lord. So he was going to see what God would have to say. Then the second thing that Ezra was going to do, he was going to do it and to put it into practice. So he was going to conform his life to what the law told him and to be. And then the last thing that he would do is he would teach others that. Well, that is, I think, here what Paul has to say to Timothy, to be a teacher. You can't teach unless you've studied the Word. And you can't teach unless you are putting that Word into practice in your life. So those that are going to be leaders, that are going to be involved in teaching, first need to study the Word and give attention to the Word and do the Word, but then they need to teach it. And I would suggest to you that, again, that's not only applicable to elders and to preachers, but it's applicable to all of us. We can all teach on some level, whether it's teaching someone the first things that you did to become a Christian. Those are things that we all should know and be able to proclaim and teach to those that we have opportunity to, but especially those that are in a leadership position. So the second point was, if you're going to be a leader, you need to give attention to the Word of God. The third point that he makes here from this scripture, he tells him in verse 14 when he says to not neglect the gift that he has. Someone who's going to be a leader is going to be someone who's working, someone who's very active in the role that God has put them in. They're not going to be somebody that was not doing anything, and we think, well, they could probably be an elder, even though that they have not really been very active in the work here that has been ongoing. Someone's not promoted to a position and then does it. Rather, a Christian or a leader is someone who has been doing those type of things and then is put in that position to do those things even more and to continue those things even more. Now, again, that's not to say that one role that leaders do is to promote others to be more active. That is clearly the things that we were talking about in being examples and devoting yourself to the Word. But the point of the emphasis is that he was telling Timothy to not neglect these things. Timothy needs to continue to do them. He needs not to give up. He needs to keep doing those things that he has been appointed to do, and he needs to continue to be in practice not neglect the things that he has been charged with and that he has the responsibility to do, because God has given each one of us gifts. It's our gift to use them, our service to use them, not our gift. The gifts came from God, but it's our service to use these things for God's glory. And so one thing that God would tell leaders to do is not to neglect the gifts that they have been given. The fourth thing that God would tell leaders to do is in verse 15. He said, when he tells Timothy, practice these things and immerse yourselves in them so that we may all see your progress. One who is going to be a leader must be devoted, must be somebody who is devoted to the things that God would have them to do. And that he emphasized to Timothy by telling them to practice those things. But not only practice those things, immerse yourself in them. Be immersed in it. We understand what that word immersed means when we talk about baptism, and that the word baptism could be translated immersion. And when someone is immersed in water, they're completely enveloped by the water in baptism. Well, if you're going to be a leader, then you're one that not only practices the things that the scriptures would tell you to do, that the things that you have learned, you're not only putting them into practice in your life, but you are completely devoted to that. You have immersed yourself in the ways of God. You want to be, and you want to seek always what God would have you to do and what he would want you to be, and you want to just completely envelop your character in those things that God would have you to do and have you to be. So you're not just studying the Word. You're one that's putting it into practice and one that is, again, completely devoted to being the kind of person that God wants you to be. And the last thing that I would say, the point that I would make, and this is probably the hardest point, I think, for those that are going to be leaders, is in verse 16. He tells Timothy, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourselves and your hearers. He tells Timothy to keep a close watch on himself. And that's, the hardest thing that leaders have to do, which is they have to be introspective. They have to constantly be willing to examine themselves and look at themselves, and look at themselves especially in light of their the Master, Jesus, especially in light of the Scriptures. And they look at themselves and say, "Am I doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing? Is my character the way God wants me to be? I need to watch out for that. I need to be a close watch on myself. I need to be looking at things and very introspective about that. And I think that all of us would admit that being introspective is the hardest thing to do. In fact, Jesus had something to say about that in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And we won't read that in the Sermon of the Mount, but you recall the example when he talks about the brother who would want to get the speck out of the other brother's eye, right? He didn't tell him, you shouldn't be trying to remove that speck from his eye. What did he say? Look at yourself. Pull that big old plank out of your own eye before you try to get your brother's speck out of his eye. What does that mean? Well, that means that you look at yourself first. Am I doing the things that he's doing? Can I help him? Do I need to make changes in my life and clean up my life and be the kind of person that God wants me to be before I go and talk to and try to encourage this brother to do better or to be better? Because we know what happens. If our lives are full of these things and full of sin, and then we go and try to speak to somebody else about the way that they are living, what did they say? They like, who are you to tell me that? Look at your life. Look how you are living. I don't think so. Even though what you say may be correct. So someone who's going to be a leader has developed that skill, I think, very well. They're going to be someone who is able to self-examine themselves and look at how they are, look at how they're behaving, look at what role that God has put them in, and look at their lives and according to the Scripture, and see if they are being the kind of person that they want to be. Because only people that are doing that can help others. And what did Paul say the reward was for someone who was constantly evaluating themselves? What did he tell Timothy? You will not only save yourself, but you will save your hearers, those that are listening to you. You will save others if you will be introspective and looking at the way you live and looking at your life and looking at the things God has told you to do and putting those into practice. So I think there's five practical things that God has told Timothy that those that want to be leaders should be, the way that they should be and the way that their life should be. One of the things that I suggested at the beginning is that I hope that all of us see application of this lesson to ourselves. Now, all of us have not been called to be preachers. All of us have not been called to be elders or teachers. But we've all been given gifts and to do certain things. And even among those that are non-Christians, I would suggest to you that all have a leadership role in playing in trying to bring them to Christ. It's just the leaders that we put in these positions, I think, emulate these things that he has told Timothy to a very, very high degree. Again, not perfect men, but people that are striving to be perfect and to serve God. What about you tonight? Are you trying to be what God wants you to be? Have you examined the Scriptures and looked at that and are introspective into your life to see if you are giving attention to the Word of God and putting that into practice and showing that to others that are around you? If there's correction that needs to be made in your life, then you have the opportunity as Christians to do that tonight. We stand willing and ready to assist you in that. If you've never obeyed the gospel of Christ, Jesus told us what to do to have salvation. This is not something we're doing to earn, not something that we're earning ourselves by by the works that we're doing. This is just submitting our heart and being in obedience to our Master. But he has told us in Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And the apostles all through Acts reiterated that same thing. In Acts 2:38, Peter, in preaching the first sermon, told them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, that they might receive the forgiveness of their sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you've never submitted yourselves in obedience to Christ tonight, why not do so tonight when you have time and opportunity? If we can help you in any way, we'd ask you to come.